What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Dark Therapy Session. I am your co-host, Arsenio Mash. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu of the Brandon Janu Show. Follow him also on Instagram at Brandon Janu Show.
Yeah, yeah. So you might honestly, on his couch, laying out, he's like, yeah, so you know what I mean. Yo, honestly, really on a sexy couch. Oh,
that's hilarious. That is hilarious. I love it. I love it.
Yo, this is getting real.
That's freaking great. Oh, man. That's hilarious as hell. I guess so, man. Yeah, things have changed since we've been last recorded, yo. It's crazy as shit. Just so many things and time and just haven't been able to do it, you know what I mean, with work and all this other craziness. So, yeah, man. So sorry to y'all that listen and watch and all that good stuff, but hopefully you'll come back and enjoy it, you know what I mean?
Life happens. We cannot predict life, so yeah. Listen. When you get the episode, you get the goddamn episode. What can we do? What can we do?
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. Sorry. if you're hearing some scurrying around, there's two dogs running around here somewhere, and one of them is like a year old, so it's like a baby. Just runs around and plays around with any little thing you can find, yo. But anyway. So how you been, man?
I knew you was gonna ask that question. I'm still like, I was trying to come up with a proper answer. And I'm like, I don't even know. I'm gonna be honest, I don't even know how I've been feeling. How you been feeling, my brother?
I ain't got time to feel, bro.
I mean, you feel, but it's not like the feel that you. It's not an emotional feel. You're like,
right?
Like, I feel, yeah. Motherfucker. It's just like
I feel tired. I feel exhausted. I feel old. Because the job that I have is very physical, you know what I mean? Yeah, shit is starting to fall apart, bro. My knee, my my hands, my back, yo, everything's starting to go. It's like, damn, bro.
It's yo, it's okay, bro. It's understandable. I get it. It is what it is. I'm not gonna call you old. That's just wrong.
Oh,
you remember that?
I'm
I would
old,
say that
bro.
You.
It's okay. It's all good. I'm old.
But I feel like, I mean, your job that you do, man, I don't think that, I think because it's been a while, so you've probably done like a physical like job, yeah. Like that, it's going to take some time.
True.
You know?
True. Eating cereal and shit don't help. You know, I probably shouldn't be eating that at fucking 7 o'clock in the evening. But shit, who doesn't have a little dessert bowl of breakfast cereal after a dinner?
You still be hungry after dinner? Be like, shit, man, I might as well hit up these noodles. Fuck it.
Yeah. Facts, right? Exactly right. Yeah, in my case, Lucky Charms.
I don't like Lucky Charms. I never liked Lucky Charms when I was a kid. Never.
Really? Nah, I never liked the marshmallows that much, but as I got older, man, the marshmallows became the shit.
Were you high when you ate the marshmallows? That's probably why they became the shit.
Nah, I don't know. I'm high now. I mean,
that was the wrong goddamn question to ask this man. I'm a guy who I was talking to. I'm sorry.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I'm high now. What the fuck that mean?
Yeah, right. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was good. It was very good. What are some cereals that like you don't like that you didn't like as a kid but you like now? Are there any cereals out there like that?
None.
Really?
None. Yeah. Like. Maybe Frosted Flakes, but even then, I was kind of like, I'd eat them if I had them, but I was like, I don't really fuck with these hoes.
Gotcha. That's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah. Which one of yours? Which one? Which one?
I used to hate Shredded Mini Wheats as a kid, but I love them shits now.
Shredded Mini's.
Shredded Mini Wheats. Salute.
Oh God, bro, what the?
It's got to
That
be
shit tastes
frosted.
like.
It's got to be frosted, though. The
I'm
other
about to
half.
say, because I'm about to say, you eating fucking tumbleweed. What the fuck is. You eating tumbleweed in a bowl. What the fuck is going on? You can't sell me tumbleweed and call that cereal. That is fucking wrong.
Nah, that shit's good though. That shit's good. Hell yeah.
I mean, Honey Nut Cheerios, even that. Like, yeah. I kind of got tired of them hoes when I was a kid. I was like, yeah, this shit. Yeah.
No doubt.
All cereal tastes alike, if you actually think about it.
Yeah, it's all grain and wheat.
It's like, all these hoes taste alike. Except maybe like the Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah, I like them
That's like
joints.
the only ones that don't probably like taste the same, but everything else tastes the fucking same.
What is the other one? The chocolate pebbles, choco, what are those called? Chocolate,
The
what
fucking
is,
fruity
there's
pebbles
fruity pebbles and there's chocolate
and
pebbles,
chocolate
right?
pebbles, yeah.
Yeah, them chocolate joints.
I know people listen to this and like, are these motherfuckers really talking about cereal?
Hell yeah, we gonna talk about some
Yes.
damn cereal.
Yes, motherfucker, we're talking about cereal, motherfucker.
Also bought a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Them shit's off
Oh,
the
that's a
hook.
shit, man. That's a shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a shit. Yo.
Do you ever put fruit in your cereal?
I don't put fruit in my cereal. I would. It depends on the cereal, though. It does depend. But like I put like sugar when it was like Frosted Flakes. I put sugar because I was like, this
Damn.
shit don't have no sugar. So let me go ahead and put some real sugar in
Oh,
this
you talking
shit.
about regular flakes, corn
Yeah.
flakes. Yeah.
Yeah, shit like that. But like, yeah, like I'll never put like real fruit in it. Maybe ice to like really make it
Damn.
cold. Like
What?
make the
Yeah, I ain't never done
like to
that.
make the yeah, like to make that milk really cold. Ice, but yeah, I don't really, yeah, fruit, nah.
Shit, I'll chop up a banana and put that shit into Frosted Flakes in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
Bananas and Frosted off the hook.
you eating really healthy, my guy. You eating really healthy. Fucking banana floating in a bowl.
Hell yeah.
I
Yep.
saw
Milk.
people do strawberries. I saw people
Yeah.
do strawberries and Frosted Flakes. I was like,
Sure.
yeah, that's weird. I was like, that shit's weird. Like, that
I'm
shit's
sure it was
weird.
pretty good though. I'm sure it was pretty delicious.
Nah. That's certain motherfuckers that just do weird shit with food. I don't think people need to do weird shit with food. It's certain foods that shouldn't go together.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
I'm just one of those guys that just think certain foods shouldn't go the fucking together. I'm just one of those guys. I'm just like,
I
yo, this
feel
shit
you.
look. I mean, that shit a little weird. I like it. Like you trying to make shit like, you know, like some finance, like some scientific like shit discovery or some shit. That shit look disgusting to me. I don't know the fuck. Like I'm cool with like mayonnaise and ketchup being on fries and shit. I'm cool with that. Don't sell me mayonnaise and ketchup in a bottle already. Like let me
Oh,
discover that
good
shit.
point. I agree with that
Like
actually,
let
yeah.
me like let me discover that shit. Don't just put the shit in a bottle. Let me look
Right.
like throw up. I don't like that shit. I'm good. I'm not about to buy some throw up. Okay.
Hell
The
yeah.
fuck up.
Shit, you ever go to Arby's?
I would never go to Arby's.
Why?
I will never go to Arby's.
How
Nope.
come? What's wrong with Arby's?
I'll follow Arby's.
Yeah.
I'll follow Arby's.
Oh, well, the
They
Arby's
sell
sauce.
what when they start
Arby's.
selling. They sell you roast beef. I'm good, nigga. I'm like, who sells you roast beef for like food? I think about that. A
It's a good
restaurant that sells
meat.
you.
Corned beef, roast beef, all that shit. That shit good stuff.
If I sell you roast beef for fucking food, my nigga?
Shit,
Like you really?
you got that roast beef and cheddar, bruh. That shit is off the chain. You get like that liquid cheese, and they put that sweet kind of
Yeah, I met a guy who
sweet
likes to say
sauce
no.
on it. That shit good.
Nah, man, I can't do Arby's, man. I can do Arby's.
Yeah.
I
Well, I
can't
like
do
to take.
Arby's. I can do Arby's, and I can't do Carl Jr. So I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Well, Checkers, Carl Jr. Yeah, I like that. I like Checkers. It's the same shit, same company.
I fought with Checkers. I fought with Rallies. Because Rallies where I'm from. It's not
Oh, you
Checkers.
talking about Carl's Jr.? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're talking about
Carl
Carl's
Jr.'s
Jr.
a
That's a
boy.
Hardee's over here.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
Yeah. It's all
That
right.
shit's
It's okay. The breakfast platter is not terrible. But The sandwiches, they're okay. They're all right.
If you're trying to sell me on the breakfast, he's like, it's not terrible. It's not good at all, but
I
it's
get the biscuits and
not
gravy, right? So you really can't fuck up biscuits and gravy that bad. You know what I mean? And it just comes with eggs and bacon and like little hash rounds and shit. Yeah, hell yeah. It's a good little breakfast.
You fuck a biscuits and gravy. You fuck a biscuits and gravy. You need to stop making food. The fuck is
Facts.
going on with you?
Facts. Exactly right.
That's
Exactly
like a
right.
motherfucker fucking up rice. How you fuck up rice? That's like
Yeah,
the fuck.
exactly. I fucked up rice before, but
Should we talk about that for a second? How the hell did you fuck up?
sometimes you burn it, you forget about it, you burn it.
You do. That is true. That is true. Could forget about it.
Yeah, maybe too much
And
salt.
rice is too e rice is easy to forget that it's on the stove.
Yeah, right. Because
Yeah,
it's kind of one of those set it and forget it type things.
like you don't hear that shit really clump clump. Like you don't hear that shit.
Right.
Like you don't hear that shit. Other shit
Yeah.
you hear boom and shit and you hear it. Like rice, you be like, I don't give a fuck. I'll see what I
Yeah.
see.
Right. Exactly. Now, kind of, all right. So back to the cereal. I like to eat a bowl of cereal before bed because I don't eat breakfast in the morning. You know what I mean? So I just generally eat a bowl of cereal before bed. I wake up and just go to work. You know, don't have time really. So yeah, I do my shit backwards.
But that's the thing, like I used to eat cereal before I went to sleep too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know why. It always used to calm me down. I think it's like a comfort mechanism.
Maybe.
It kind of goes back to your childhood, like what used to like
Yeah, we
music
used to
and kind of
always, yeah, I
Like
guess.
you
I don't
always
know.
used to love cereal when you was a kid. You used to always love cereal, so you're like, this shit always is comfort. I don't know. That's like your first comfort food, I guess you want to put it like that.
Yeah, kind of,
'Cause
yeah.
you always used to ask your mom, can I have cereal for dinner? No, motherfucker, you can't have no cereal for dinner.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, man. But now, just I always have, there's always a sweet tooth. I always got this damn, it's not for like candy bars or anything like that. It's for like cereal, fucking, those like Hostess cakes and shit like that. That's my
Oh
downfall
my
right there, bro.
God, bro!
Hell yeah,
Like,
bro.
what type of Hostess cake? Like, what we going with?
Pick
Like,
one. I mean,
oh man,
you know, ho-hos, motherfucking, you know, any of those kind of things. Ding dongs. I fuck with. I'll clip that
just go
one.
everywhere.
I
We got him. We
Yeah, that's
got
it. That's it. But yeah, stuff like that, man. That's my big one. You know, Nutty
You
Buddies.
don't.
I'll take a Nutty Buddy. I'll fuck
I
up a
can't do it.
Nutty Buddy.
I can't do Nutty Buddies, man. I
Yeah.
tried that shit when I was a kid. I hated that shit.
I hear you.
I hated that shit. I was like, nope, can't do it. I was like, nope, can't do it. Ding dongs, yeah, I can do them. I was like, yeah, that fucking works. But like, nah, I can't do nothing, buddies.
I got you. I
A
got
lot
you.
of this shit go back to when I was a kid. Again, it's like all your shit go back to when you was a kid and you always wanted some shit.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Like Rice Krispie treats and shit like that. You're like,
Yeah.
I want that.
Fudge rounds. You
Like,
ever eat fudge rounds?
what's those?
Well, I guess not. Yeah, fudge rounds are real good. It's just it's from Little Debbie, I think.
I think I heard
Just
that shit before.
a brown circle. Anyway, that's just good as shit.
Little Debbie got Little Debbie too. Them motherfuckers, that boy.
Oh
Them niggas
yeah.
used to have a nigga looking like a house. I don't like that shit. And I'm short already. That don't make it better.
Yeah.
Nigga out there can't even play football. I'm like, this shit fucking me up. I'm like, my metabolism is not working right. What the fuck is going on with this nigga? Hey, you be struggling. Hey, what happened to you? Motherfucking
I know
Little
that
Debbie,
fucking Lil Debbie fucked me up.
motherfucker. Debbie fucked me up, dog. Looking funny. Everybody trying to get. Like, I'll be out there tomorrow. Fuck it. I'll be out there tomorrow.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Going to lay out of some shade. Fuck this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Some Little Debbie and some video games, bruh.
Ooh, Lord.
And like 2 liter of soda. Forget it, all night. Pulling all nighters playing video games back in the day. Hell
People don't
yeah.
understand. People don't understand what childhood used to be. This is so much. Oh my God, so different. So different. Good
Hell
God.
yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and like when your parents first get like some groceries in the house, and it's summer,
Yep.
and you know you ain't got to go to sleep. You can stay up to whatever. Oh man.
Tearing their food up.
Me and PlayStation to the wee morning. We in this bitch.
Yeah.
We's in this bitch. I'm in the front
Hell.
room. I'm in the front room just playing video games. Fuck it, let's do it.
Yep. Hell yeah, that's all I did too. My kids do that shit. Fridays and Saturday nights. Yeah, for real. They get together with their homeboys on like Discord or whatever. And then they play the same video game and they all fucking yell and scream and crack up and laugh and all this other shit.
That's one thing about my childhood that I wish this era I had, where we could play with our friends and we ain't even physically gotta be in the same fucking room.
Yeah,
That's
man.
one thing about like this
Yeah.
era that I do wish I had in my childhood, where we could
Me
just like
too.
link up and just do shit.
Right. Right.
And we could see who how, we could really see who the fuck is the shooter in the group. They're like, nigga, you gonna do shit, nigga. You can't.
Yeah,
You can't do shit. You get killed every time on Call of Duty. Shut up. They ain't listening to you. We all
that's
gotta drag your body. We all gotta drag your body out
hilarious,
the
yo.
fucking. You always get killed. Shut up. We ain't listening
Right.
to you.
No doubt, no
You
doubt,
can't be
exactly.
the leader of this group, nigga. You get killed every time. What the fuck?
Facts, facts. That's wild, yo.
That would be fucked up though. If you see how your friends really do playing video games as a kid, you would be. That's how you become friends with motherfuckers. Like this nigga to kill 16 people. I know he down.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh man, he's on the 20 kill streak. You gotta make sure you gotta watch his motherfucking ass. You all right? You there? Oh, you froze up on me a little bit there. My internet is not as good here. See what I mean? Can you hear me?
Gone in and
Yo.
out, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, my internet sucks here, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why we've been delayed on episodes and that between that and work. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
I said, y'all get it when y'all get it. Fuck what y'all.
Facts, 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 facts.
I thought it was my internet because my shit been tripping lately, so I was like, oh
Nah,
shit,
I
wait a
said
minute.
my shit was unstable.
That's not some
That's
shit you
pretty
want.
typical of me. I am pretty unstable.
I was about to say, that's not some shit you want to see.
Yeah,
Like, does
no doubt,
these
right?
motherfuckers know my whole life, motherfucker? What's going
I am completely unstable right now.
That's all of us, my brother. That's not just you.
Nah, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah, word is bond. So, anything new pop up since the last time we recorded?
Nope, been to myself.
Yeah, me too, bro. Me too.
Nope, I've been to myself. I mean, yeah, I've been trying to finish season five, and that's pretty much it. And I'm done with it.
Word.
I mean, that's finished finally. Season six, like I said yesterday, I sent a bunch of people, pretty much who I want to interview for season six. A lot of podcasters. We'll get back to podcasting interviews with podcasters. There's a couple of people I haven't interviewed before about podcasts, and certain
Yeah.
people that I have. So yeah, it's just that, of course RC gonna be one of the interviews, of course, obviously.
Sweet.
But
Wait, did I agree to that? No, I'm just kidding.
yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I have the DM. I can post it. But
Just kidding.
getting back to season. Getting back to Get ready to season six, though. I think that's gonna be fun, man. But yeah, just staying to myself, pretty much. I mean, that's pretty much the best that you could do in this shit. Just stay to yourself.
Just keep on doing what you're doing, man. Not stopping doing it.
That's the beauty of it. I'm starting to realize a lot of people want to do shit with you when they deem it's time to do shit with you.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha.
And that's where it kind of like, that's
When
why
it's
I've been
on
to myself.
their time.
Yeah, that's why I've been to myself. If it's not the family, I'm not working with a lot of people.
I got you. Yeah. I don't blame you on that, man. I don't blame you. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Shit. Try to make something out of that. You know what I mean? Other people you do know and trust, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Always.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. That's good, bro.
I mean, I guess the craziest shit that's been happening is YouTube, my YouTube channel. Because I've been like dropping these shorts and shit. And
Okay.
like to see the viewership from like the shorts I've been dropping. Like I put out a short and it got 451 views.
Oh, that's great.
Then I put out like another one. It's at like 222 views, some shit like that. 122 for another one. Like I got 20 views for a video I dropped. It's like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm like, I got like 5 new subscribers from my YouTube channel that didn't subscribe in the beginning. I'm like, what the fuck is
Yeah,
going on?
that's great, man. That means you're growing, your channel's growing, and people are actually seeing it. That's great.
And that's the crazy part, because I'm like, what the fuck is? Because again, it's like, and you know me, man. I'm like, I see it, but I'm like, I don't really see it, and I don't really care. But to see it is still like, okay, that's interesting.
Nah, that's great. Yeah, that's what you want, you know?
Yeah, I guess,
Hell
yeah.
yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking
And that's why
right.
I feel like I think that's why it's time to get back with y'all and start doing shit again.
I
'Cause
hear you,
like
brother.
when we did shorts and we did clips, that's what made the shit fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's another, and it takes it back to like not working with a lot of people, because I used to hit people up for Tuesdays and they couldn't do shit. They're like, oh, I'm doing such and such. And that's cool. But to me, it also makes me feel like, well, you always busy. So why am I going to hit you up now? And that's the thing. Like when I work with people, it's like, don't hit me up now to work with you, to work with you now. Like you've been kind of MIA for 3 months. Let's keep it that way.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I feel like in my, it's just like, let's keep it that way, because my family, I send y'all a DM. When we doing it? What time? I'll be there. I might be a little late, but I'll be there.
Sure.
That's what I like. It's like, okay, well, at least they're gonna be late, but I know they're gonna be
Right.
there.
Yeah,
It's certain people
exactly.
that's like, I got such and such, I can't do that. All right, cool. Well, I'm always remember that, because to me, you always busy, so that's why I stopped hitting you up.
Yep. Another thing is when you get ghosted, it's like, okay, all right, I get it. That's the last time. You know what I mean?
I never will hit you up ever again.
Facts.
And that's the thing about this. Like, I hit people up on Tuesdays, and after a while, I stop hitting people up. I don't hit people up no more. I don't do shit with people like that. And that's just the way it's supposed to be to me mentally. It's just like, I reached out to you. You said you was busy, and I'm gonna keep it that way. Now I'm busy.
Sure.
I'm busy creating my own shit, but I'm busy.
Nah, I mean, that's the way it goes, bro. Hell yeah. Sometimes we ain't got the time to do it. You know, be with some, you know, do a podcast interview or interview
Yeah.
somebody for our podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah,
Definitely.
man. It's just the way it goes, man. It's like, it's so, some, most of the times it's like, time, the time you put into it, it's like not even worth it. You might as well have just done it by yourself or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? So it's, yeah, that's the thing too. Like once I linked up with you and Kyle and Jay, you know, it was just like, all right, I'm good. I don't need to podcast with 18,000 different people. You know what I'm saying? I got my little set crew, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the only thing, like with the, especially with the time that I haven't been able to put into it, that I wish I could, because you know, this is what we doing, you know what I'm saying? Us four, this is what we do, you know what I mean? So it's like, shit, man, I'm not holding up my end of the bargain at times, and it's like I'm so fucking tired though. It's like I can barely keep my eyes open, you know. Like today I had off, but still, nonetheless, you know, it's like my body needs to recover and recoup for the fucking next week, yo. Fucking hate this job, bruh. Oh man. Shit. Yeah, man. It's just ridiculous, yo. I just kept, as I kept talking more and more, it just started irritating me more and more and more about that. I got to get up and go to this fucking job tomorrow. That's the name of the episode. Oh man.
Yo, he got so fucking mad and he continued talking.
Only reason I gotta do this motherfucking job is because nobody's sharing this goddamn podcast. I ain't getting no, nobody's signing up for dark therapy
Oh my
and
God,
better
that shit
help.
was so funny. Holy
Get on
shit.
the goddamn Patreon. Fuck this job.
The level of fuck this shit. Just
Yeah,
like,
man.
he kept trying, like, you know, man, but you know, the job, you know, man, fuck this shit.
Shit.
Oh shit! Wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Welcome back to welcome back to Dark Darren Possessions. We are God damn. Wow. But that's how it go, man. That's how it should be.
I know, man. It
How it
sucks
be,
though.
man. You'd be like I said, and that's our thing, right? When it comes to jobs, right? Like the first couple of days, you're like, oh, this shit's awesome. You get to like a week or two, and you're like, this shit kind of stupid.
Yeah,
This is
man.
really dumb. This is really dumb. Then you get to like maybe like a couple more weeks, you're like, man, fuck this job, bro. I don't want to do this shit no more. Do I gotta get up? Do I really gotta get up? Just like you count 9 hours. You're not really trying to, but you count 9 hours like, well, I'm gonna quit this bitch. Now you're trying to like mentally think, okay, quit this bitch in October, because October will be a perfect time to get this motherfucker out. And now you start to plan the quit. You start
Right.
to plan out
Exactly.
the quitting.
I've already started. It's like, fuck. Need to find something else before I go, though.
So how many write-ups is it gonna take to get fired? Like, what? How many? Like,
Yeah,
particularly how many, nigga? Need to know
right.
how many particular fucking write-ups is gonna take to get fired.
Exactly. All right, man, let's get into these plugs, bro, and then we'll do the
I'm
FMKs
sorry, that shit is amazing. That shit was amazing. He's like, man, fuck this job, man. I don't even go to this shit no more.
and stuff. Yeah, fuck that place.
That shit came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Hurting right now. Like my
Oh. God
mind.
damn.
I got that's the reason I can't record past 8 o'clock. Well, fuck, I gotta get up in 4 hours, yo. Fucking ridiculous.
Right, damn. All right.
How can people follow you, man, and watch your
Oh
show and
my
all that shit?
God. All right. shit, hold on. Brand new show on podcast platforms. I'm literally everywhere on podcast platforms now. I can literally say that. So go everywhere. You can subscribe to certain podcast platforms. You can subscribe to my podcast, or you can just rate it on certain ones, and you know, comment on all of them. Or you can just straight up just go to YouTube and follow me on the YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show. Like my brother RC said earlier, Brand Janu Show on Instagram. TikTok as well. Yeah, I got a TikTok. Do not ask me why. do not ask me why. Like I said, season 5 ends next Sunday, but tonight, I got my new series, Wrestling Life Podcast. I just did it live today, and you can go catch the new episode that drops tonight. Then I got 3 episodes after that. One episode is my other new series, Life and Times with Music. And I talked about the entire Blueprint album, Jay-Z's The Blueprint album. I talked about the entire album in full and talked about how the impact and all of it chopped out every song, everything like that. So, and that's short out right now on my YouTube channel as well. So you go watch that short that's out right now. I think the short I'm talking about how the takeover is better than Ether, which it is. You can debate me on this. Takeover is way better than Ether. But
Especially the live version.
oh good God. Takeover is way better than Ether. But yeah, and then I close it out with leaving it in the past and then conclusion to deep dive season, which was my theme. Season 6 is coming. And I got a couple episodes already in the chamber that I'm already thinking of. I just gotta record them. And shout out to BetterHelp for sponsoring us always.
Oh
And
yeah.
shout out to Channel 82 for also with the exclusive
Facts.
episodes. Shout out to them. And I think that might be it. I think
Word.
that might be it.
You pretty
No,
much
I
covered
think.
it for me. All you got to do is follow me on Instagram, RSA Senior, RSAYSR. Still working on the Dark Therapy Session Patreon page, but I believe you can still visit it. It's no, you cannot. No, you cannot. I have not launched a page yet. I'm still working on the page. But until then, you can go to patreon.com/RSA. You'll get exclusive episodes, all the Channel 82 stuff that Brandon was talking about, and he just pretty much everything that we do, and everything that I do as a editor, producer, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You get all that as well. And you'll get my earlier episodes of the first podcast I did called 3L, aka Live, Love, Laugh Podcast. It was a corny name, but nonetheless, it was fun to do. It ran its course, but y'all could definitely go see those and check those out. Actually, it was just all audio, so you'll listen to them. But yep, patreon.com/RSA. All right, brother. So we
Oh,
got, yes.
hit us up on also
Oh, yes.
Gmail, Dark Therapy Session. Go to YouTube and also comment on that too.
Yeah.
Follow the podcast on other podcast platforms as well. Rating and review.
And the Dark Therapy Session a podcast page on Instagram. Y'all go, is that is brand new. Y'all go check that out as well. All right, brothers.
And also, gotta give my brother RC his flowers. Gotta give my brother RC his flowers for all the shit he has done, the editing, the recording, all that shit. I miss you, my brother.
Thanks,
And I'm
man.
happy we're back doing this shit. And okay, now go
Nah,
ahead.
I appreciate it, bro. For real.
Yeah,
Okay,
put
now.
my glasses on for this next one.
I hear you on that one. So, today's FMK, we have Kate Beckinsale, Megan Fox, and Olivia Wilde. You have to fuck one, you have to marry one, you have to kill one. Mr. Brandon,
Oh shit.
who are you gonna be fucking? Who are you gonna marry? Who are you gonna kill?
Fuck. Okay.
All right, so I mean, for those that don't know, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Kate Beckinsale is. You know, Underworld, and you know, fucking Pete Davidson.
He went from Underworld to the fucking Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Click.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. We got Megan
That should be in
Fox
our bio.
from,
That should be in our
yeah,
bio.
no doubt, right?
Underworld, fucking Pete Davidson.
Megan Fox from Transformers to fucking MGK and drinking blood together and all this craziness. And you got Olivia Wilde. I don't know what other shit she's been in, I gotta be honest, except for House, the TV show that was on Fox, but I don't remember what else she's been in.
You saw the
I
change
know.
up?
Nah.
You know, saw the change up with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman? You know, you gotta go watch that movie. That's just funny.
Okay. Right on.
That's
Right
just
on.
funny. She's in that though. She's in that. I
I
was
know
about
she
to
was
mention
married to Sudeikis, something Sudeikis. I forget
the
his name. Yeah.
name.
And he delivered the divorce papers as she was accepting an award. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. All right. So who would
Awesome
you
gangster
marry?
shit. Awesome gangster
That
shit.
facts. You ain't lying about that.
I don't know. You're like, fuck your award. Depends on how
That's funny as
look
shit.
at it. Depends how you look at it. I'm just saying,
Yeah.
depends on how you look at it.
Right on. So who you marrying, who you effing, who you killing?
Oh, good God. I'm fucking Megan Fox. That's like obvious. I
Okay.
won't marry her, but I'll fuck her. I'm not marrying her, but I'll fuck her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not marrying you, but I'll fuck you, definitely. Oh shit, now we're getting into
It's
shit.
crazy how she looks because she's not really that old looking, but she's like 40s or some
Yeah,
shit, yo.
she close to her 40s. So she's definitely
Yeah.
close to her 40s. But she don't look
Facts.
it. Maybe because she just not been the, I don't know. That she don't look 40.
She's drinking her children's blood.
She must be. It's gotta be. It's gotta be something. She drinking somebody's blood. She gotta be drinking somebody's blood, bro. Like that shit is. That's crazy. She hasn't fucking changed. That's fucking weird.
Right?
That's fucking weird.
And
She like really.
she got like two kids or something, right?
That's crazy. God damn.
No
Yo, that
doubt.
shit. Yeah, she's definitely a witch. That is definitely happening.
I
That is
know,
like,
right?
it's gotta be happening. That's shit. You don't. Nah, fuck that. That's weird. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm
Yep.
fucking. I'm definitely fucking. I don't care. I would take that for a night. I don't care.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
yeah. Oh shit. Okay, this is okay. Fuck. I guess I'll marry Kate Beckinsale, I guess.
Okay.
I guess I'll marry her, I guess.
Ugh, what happened to her?
I guess I'll marry her. I guess I'll take it. I guess. Yeah. Why
Yeah,
not?
ain't nothing wrong with
Why
that.
not?
It's just that picture I saw that was bad.
Why
Hell
not?
yeah.
Yeah. Like her and Van Halen, that shit was like she looked good at Van Halen.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah, I guess I'm killing Olivia Wilde. Like my brother Arson
Damn.
said. Like my brother Arson said. Now she looked good though. She got
Nah,
certain
she
movies.
fine.
She got
There's
certain
no.
movies and TV shows where she can get like fully naked and shit. I'm like, yo, yeah. I fuck
Oh
with it.
yeah.
But I gotta
No
kill you
doubt.
just off the rip.
Yeah.
If your dude could just send you divorce papers at your award show ceremony, I don't know how much I can trust you. Like I don't know how much I can trust you.
Yeah, I hear you on that, man. I'm gonna have to disagree a little bit with you. I'm gonna actually kill Megan Fox. I think, yo, that shit's weird what she's doing and how she's acting and all this other craziness. And I gotta tell you what, man, I don't want nothing to do with that shit. So her ass is dead. I'm killing her ass first and foremost.
Who's killing? Who you killing? Who you killing?
Megan Fox.
That's understandable. Okay, that's very
Yeah.
understandable.
Yeah, I'm killing Megan Fox.
That is very
And
understandable.
then between Kate Beckinsale and Olivia Wilde. Damn, I think I'm gonna marry Kate Beckinsale. I think you gotta marry Kate Beckinsale. But that's a tough one over that. Over Olivia Wilde, that's tough.
That's a hard one.
That's
That's a fucking
hard,
hard one.
yo. Like, I
That's a
mean,
fucking
Megan
hard one.
Fox, you can say she's a crazy bitch and just say that, and that's it. But with them two, it's just like nothing really crazy came out about them. They're still pretty to this day.
Yep.
They have a lot of movies under their belt and shows and whatnot. And you don't hear nothing crazy, you know what I mean?
That is true.
So, and they're all they both seem like likable women. That's why they're so famous, I suppose. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to go with Kate Beckinsale as marrying her, and I'll be fucking Olivia Wilde. I still win. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still win. I still win. I may not get Megan
Yeah,
Fox, but that's all right. All that crazy shit she's doing with MGK now. You know what I mean? That's
that's
just
like
creepy to me.
Yeah, she. Yeah. I mean, it's for one night. I don't give a shit. I'll take one night.
Yeah, that's true.
One night.
Good
I
point.
to, yeah. I'll take the crazy for a night. Fuck it. I'll take the crazy for a night. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
it'll be fun for a night. That's true. That would be fun. Oh shit. All right, brother. Well, can you wrap this up for us? 'Cause it looks like the internet's going out on me now.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you're not moving at all. I don't even know if you see me moving, but you're not moving.
You see that? You see that?
Nope. I don't see
Oh
nothing.
shit.
It's a good
Can you hear me?
image of you though. It is a good image of you.
Can you
You're
hear me?
smiling. Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay. All right, that's all that matters. All right. This is welcome back to Dark Therapy Sessions. Clearly, we are having some technical difficulties, but hey, we are here. It's fucking what you talk
Yeah,
about.
no doubt.
Like always, man. We're happy and honored that you guys are listening. If you're listening, if you're watching, whatever the fuck you're listening and watching, we appreciate it. Definitely. Talk about a lot of shit. And clearly, if you need some cereal, I would assume get some better cereal choices. Do not put fruit in your shit. I don't know who the fuck told you that shit was gonna work for you. I get it. Because so like my brother Austin said, fuck this job. Fuck this job, man, fuck this job. My brother's already planning his escape. Brother's already planning his escape. That's kind of what it is. It's not even like fuck getting quick. I'm planning my escape. I'm trying to get the fuck. FMK, listen, Megan Fox, Olivia Wilde, Kate Beckinsale. Oh, y'all are fine. And y'all are old and fine. That's interesting. Like that is like all y'all are close to like at least 40. Kate Beckinsale's gotta be in her 40s.
Yeah,
Meg has gotta
for
be close to
sure.
her 40s. Olivia Wilde's probably the youngest, and she's still probably like
Yeah,
mid-30s.
40.
Like, yeah, like it's like God damn. So congratulations to all y'all for keeping it up. But Megan
Word.
Fox clearly is a witch. I gotta say, Megan Fox is clearly a witch because she has not aged since the fucking moment I saw her in Transformers.
No doubt about it.
that shit is weird. I don't know what she doing, but keep it the fuck up. I don't know what you're doing, but keep it the fuck up. And it better not be sucking people's blood. That should be
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
should be a little bit weird. I guess close it out. I guess I'm not closing it out. Listen, everybody has a particular way of thinking, moving, believing. I feel like right now in life, sometimes we get stuck in predicaments that we deem is important, but for the moment, and then 2 days later, you really start thinking back, like, why the fuck was I tripping on that? That's how I look at a lot of this shit that I go through in life. It's like, if I'm gonna trip on it, let it be something that's actually worth the tripping about. And that's the problem with life. We pick the petty shit to be the most furious about when it's real shit out there every day that you should be furious about, but you treat it like it's just some shit that's a phase. That's the shit you're supposed to really care about. There's certain shit that you're not supposed to care about at all. So please start picking the right fucking choices to give a fuck about. God damn. Please.
Facts. Yeah,
Please. God damn. And this has been Dr. Every Sessions. And the session is now closed. Peace.
peace.